Okay, back on the record, not sure where we were at, Ms. Richard, we were trying to identify location of your home on these maps.
Your Honor, I think that Autumn and I are on the same sheet of music here, so we can ask the questions, if that's all right.
Okay, all right, good.
And just to the folks out there, I know you've been there a long day, but like I said in my opening comments, that, you know, people that are inside the project area that have concerns, I've always given them special status, and we're at that point now, and I'm going to make sure I ask all the questions that need to be asked, and so that's just the way it is. Okay, Autumn, during the break, I believe that we were able to, you have a map in front of you with the, do you know where your place is at, as well as turbine numbers?
I do, yes.
And I have a map with your house on it, with turbine numbers. So, understanding that perhaps you don't want the wind farm at all, I get that. But if there was turbines that could be removed from the footprint, would there be any preference that you would like to see not be located in your area?
As to each turbine specifically?
Numbers.
Okay.
Commissioner, since we're using a new map we haven't marked yet, I just want to mark it so we know what we're talking about later. Exhibit 7.
Okay, yes, if I was allowed to make a decision, I would say I look at, it's got a circle around where my occupied home is that represents the 2,000-foot setback, and I can see that 81, 2, and 3 are very, very close, as well as 84, 85. Honestly, I would like to see 78 and 80 removed if possible as well, just because they are so very close to the homestead. I would like to see them moved a further step back from my property line, not my house.
Okay. Well, and then this is, you know, this is not my first rodeo with wind farms. And the, so you're looking at this, those are the turbines that if you were to request something, you could see those going somewhere else?
Yes, very much so. And the way my house is set up, when I'd be coming home in the afternoons and driving down my driveway, those 80, 81, 82, 83, 78, it would literally look like I'm driving up to them because they're going to be just stuck behind my house. I mean, it's...
How about the turbines numbers 86 and 87? I understand those are kind of outliers in the project
they
area.
Mm-hmm, they absolutely. We would, we'll see them out of our... We have a nice log house, and we have big picture windows, and we don't put blinds on them, so we're going to... Yeah, we will definitely see 86 and 87.
Where are those shelter belts along rows of trees, sir, that you referred to on your property? Where are they located at?
Well, if you look at the map that Commissioner, you can actually see, so the drive comes in, and then the shelter belt is around the side, back side of the house and everything, so that would be back towards the west.
Just so the record's clear, we're referring to Exhibit 6.
Okay, I believe I don't have any further questions unless there's something else you'd like to offer.
Like I said, the only thing that I really ask is that the setbacks be set from our property lines and not our house, because I have girls and they love the wet. They love our homestead. They love the countryside, and they've always said they want to build out there and, you know, raise their children there. If we have them this close to our house now, any future plans of building, the houses would be closer than the 2,000-foot setback. And I've heard myself today that there are health concerns and health hazards from that point and closer at that 1,000 feet and such. And it just seems unfortunate.
Okay. Thank you for identifying those turbines of concern, and appreciate your time up here today.
Thank you.
I can tell you from experience, ma'am, that sometimes your girls meet somebody from Connecticut and move to Boston.
Oh, no, I'm actually a Georgia girl that moved up here, so I understand.
Mr. Fedorchak.
Just one quick question. Do you have the house that's right adjacent? Is that a relative?
No, they're just a neighbor, a good friend, though.
Okay, and are they participating landowners?
They are not.
Okay, so the land that is the field that number 82 is in is a your property line goes where? Right behind your house? Is that the end of your property line, or where does your property end?
Well,
that's probably the best ask.
It is.
Okay. All right. I think that you guys have covered everything that I was interested in. Thank you for pointing out some of those that are, you know, the most difficult for you, and the company has outlined a number of alternate turbines that maybe there's something that can be done to swap around some of that. So we'll work on that. Thank you.
One thing I need to tidy up is I didn't ask if anybody had any objections to Exhibit 7. Okay. Okay. It's admitted. 7. It's the map of the turbines, according to my notes. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Richard. Next witness.
Mr. Craig Kubis.
The man with the key to the door. Would you spell your first and last name for me?
It's Craig Kubis, C-R-A-I-G, K-U-B as in boy, A-S.
Okay, Mr. Kubis, raise your right hand. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Kubis, it should go without saying, but you're appearing here as a private citizen, correct?
Correct.
What's your current address?
It's 4024 100th Avenue Southwest in Gladstone.
Okay. And what is your occupation?
I'm a civil engineer.
And how long have you lived in Stark County?
My entire life, 38 years.
Okay. And what is your connection to the location of the proposed Brady Wind Energy Center?
We are approximately 7 miles north, on right off the Enchanted Highway.
Okay. Have you reviewed the application for the Brady Wind Farm?
I have.
And please explain your concerns to the PSC about the alternative sources section of the application.
Yeah, in reviewing it, it's I can't say I've read it all. It's a couple hundred plus pages. But the section on alternatives and needs jumped out at me as being quite lacking. On the alternatives section of the application, basically said North Dakota has a goal for more wind, so we didn't study any other alternatives. And then it went on to say that there were alternate sites, alternate specific turbine sites within this project. I think the words are being used interchangeably. An alternate is a substitute, an equal substitute, where an alternative is something different. And I don't think the application ever really got there to say what alternatives were studied. So that was a concern I had on the alternatives discussion, and then the need discussion as well. I know it's been talked about already, but I think the three sources that were listed in the report, it talked about the MAP 2009 study, which I think everyone agrees has probably been incorporated into something else already. It's quite old. The MISO 2012 study in the report, a very good report. I spent more time than I ever thought I would spend on a transmission study, but it's been updated again in 2015. So some of that data, I believe, is a little bit outdated. That study, the MISO 2015 study, did say that capacity will be met until 2020. So it kind of contradicted the MAP 2009 study that said we'd run out of power next summer. And then the EPA 2015 Clean Power Plan, I know it's been discussed, Supreme Court has pushed that back down to the lower courts. So again, the need to me wasn't really demonstrated. Those three studies didn't talk about need. There was one study, the MISO 2015 study, again, I looked at the most recent one, talked about generation, planned generation, and that data came from the EIA, the Government Energy Information Association. But it's planned generation. It's not low demand on the system. It's not, to me, satisfying any proof of need. So Those two issues really jumped out at me as lacking in the application as a basis for the need of the project, and then studying alternatives if there was a need for the project.
And you reviewed the state policy for approving these types of projects that are contained in the statute. And how do you see that relating to the lack of alternates discussed in the application to this Brady Wind Farm?
Well, Ms. Fedorchuk probably stated the policy better than I'm going to, but as I looked at it, it was, you know, to simplify, protect the environment, protect the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota, and maintain a reliable grid. There's more ways to say that, but those three things were my simplification of the policy. And in looking at it, if you don't have alternatives that you studied and compared against each other, how can we say we minimized impacts to the people or to the environment when no alternatives were studied? They were ruled out right off the bat. So that I don't know how that can be compared and contrasted against, you know, in this case against nothing. The other piece that I'd like to talk about there is, you know, I've done some of these in my profession, environmental documents, which is a very comprehensive one. We typically, in the transportation world that I came from, we would always study a no-build alternative. And I guess if I'm writing this document with a no-build alternative, and I can't prove that there's a need, a no-build alternative would be the least impact to the environment, the least impact to the society, to the welfare of the citizens, and it would maintain a reliable grid, because if there is no need for the project, we already have a reliable system.
That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Biala? Questions for Mr. Kubas? We're all doing that.
Mr. Kubas, now you appeared and testified against the Dickinson Wind Project, is that correct?
I did appear at the planning and zoning and at the county commission, I believe, yes.
And that was due to the proximity of your home to that project?
It was, yeah. That project was closer, yes.
But I take it, even though, in part because of your opposition and your willing ability to persuade the county to deny it, they've moved it now 15 miles south of Dickinson into a rural area. But yet you're saying, you're still opposed. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm opposed to this application. I think it's insignificant, or it's lacking in those two areas I'd mentioned before. This project, like I stated, was 7 miles from our home. If I could back up, my involvement in the process, I'll call it, starting with Dickinson Wind and going through today, my involvement today, I'm here today because the county, if you don't mind, about halfway between, it was in August, it was talked about, they asked, the concerned citizens had asked the county to revise the ordinance. That request was denied, but the Planning and Zoning Commission at the time had unanimously voted to create this committee to review the ordinances. Sorry, I'm not talking into the mic here. And I was asked to be on that committee by the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Committee. And so we did have those meetings, and my involvement in the project, I've tried as much as I can be to be biased, because I was opposed to the Dickinson Wind Project for a lot of reasons beyond the proximity to my residence, but went into that committee with as open mind as I could, and tried to do what I felt was best for Stark County. And that's why I'm really involved in this project right now. I'm sitting here today because this isn't a NIMBY thing for me. This is a Stark County thing. I lived here my whole life. I think it's important that we got the ordinances right. Unfortunately, 13 days after this project, the Brady project, was approved on a split vote. They dissolved that committee and put a moratorium on wind. And so, that was disappointing to me. I guess that's why I've been involved in the process for the last year or so.
I have no further questions.
Do, but I'm wondering if our batteries
are going dead. Okay, I think we're okay here, but it's getting close. All right, so Craig, in full disclosure, we have to tell the audience that we know each other. We've tailgated before at Bison games. You know that, right?
Full disclosure. Full
all right. Disclosure. So would the outcome of my decision determine if we tailgate again?
Well, I'm not the owner of that tailgating setup, so.
All right, it's not uncommon for folks to know each other that went to the same schools. The just a clarification, you talked a lot about about the MISO studies. Actually, this power would go into Southwest Power Pool. It kind of came out before, so the MISO studies I don't think relate to this project really at all, because this goes into Southwest Power Pool. But I will give you your concerns about where it goes, I think, are similar in the nature. I just wanted to clarify that one more time. The you talked about a moratorium on wind. This is not our jurisdiction, but I'm curious what you meant by that comment for the county commission, it sounded like.
I really can't elaborate on the comment the county voted. I wasn't at the meeting, but
what does that mean exactly? I don't know what that means.
You
said they dissolved the planning subcommittee.
The subcommittee to review ordinances was dissolved, and a moratorium was placed on future wind projects. I guess I don't have the wording. It would be in their meeting minutes.
Okay, I'll sort through that again. I had never heard that before. Just kind of jumped out at me.
Okay,
the only really question I really wanted to flesh out was when you talked about you feel that perhaps they did not look at other alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
Were you here when I was asking the questions earlier with, I think it was Jason, about how they walked through the selection process to get to this site?
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that his explanation how they got to this site? They looked at all the range of used met towers. They determined this ridgeline had good wind. Isn't that how they did their process to get to this?
Well, that was a process to get to one project. Are there other projects, I guess, that could meet the same goals if the need was there? Is there another project? You know, there's been lots of discussion on coal's maybe a bad example, natural gas-fired turbines, a wind farm in another area. It seems that there's the application has a lot of you know, we cited this here, and we'll minimize impacts, but it never really says how, you know. They've stepped through the process. They have some very nice graphics on that, but I don't see that there's really an alternative.
So what you're looking for is maybe a wind farm site somewhere else that would be compared to this site, and this would be the better of the two? Well, what would have satisfied your question?
Yeah, I think that may have satisfied the question. You know, if wind was needed in this general area, I think we can agree it wasn't needed right here. It was first applied for. I believe the same power purchase agreement was to be satisfied with the Dickinson Wind project. So that wasn't, this area for Brady 1 isn't the area. It already went through an iteration. Maybe that was your alternative, but.
That's exactly where I was going, Craig.
Okay.
That's exactly where I was going.
Okay.
I was like, it seems to me that they have done alternative analysis and their first choice was the other wind farm. But that didn't go, so their second choice was this spot.
And you know, that's a good point, Commissioner Kulk. I guess when I was writing my notes about alternatives, I guess I had different generation sources in my head based on the comment that they didn't study any alternatives other than wind because the state had a goal for wind. State also has a goal. Preaching to the choir, but they have a goal for enhanced value-added energy, which I think natural gas would fit the bill. Enhanced capture of natural gas, and then the counterparts that of yours on the Industrial Commission have goals to reduce flaring. And so it's like, well, we have three goals that we could meet with a natural gas-fired power plant. Where's that alternative, I guess? So okay. On the wind siting, I guess that's a good point. There was alternative.
Well, I'm not trying to play gotcha here, Craig. I just want to walk mm-hmm. through it. And if you could help, after this hearing is long done, the commission has gone out numerous times to the Association of Counties and work with counties all over the state about energy development issues, whether it be pipeline safety, pipeline remediation, wind farms, natural gas. But, you know, you obviously understand Stark County, but if you can help us shape some of these policies and discussions going forward, because it is kind of interesting where there's a purpose and need statement, but yet Basin makes a choice, and then now the company here is being asked to justify Basin's choice. So there's something we could clean up, I think, down the road. So I just appreciate your time here, Craig, and keeping the building open for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. I don't have a lot of questions. I do appreciate you being here and helping us out today in the room and also for your testimony. I would encourage you to, there's some distinguishing factors. There's criteria set up in law, and then there's rules that we've created. The whole section on the analysis for alternative and the description of how the company's supposed to analyze the need, that's in the rules. And then the factors to be considered in evaluating the applications, which are what the legislature, the policymakers tell us to consider, are outlined in the application. They're also outlined online. You can see those, and need is one factor, a statement explaining the need, but there isn't a lot of emphasis put on that in terms of, you know, the primary criteria, or like if they can't establish that, the whole thing is thrown out. And same with alternatives. This is a wind generation, you know, they develop wind, so they're not going to explore alternatives, and nor are they obligated to the wind. Now that's Basin. Basin explores those alternatives and decides which kind of generation they want to buy, and then they go out into the market and look for that. So it's confusing when there's different, you know, criteria laid out, like a feasible, you know, alternative methods of serving the need. I can see where you were going with that and where the company was.
True. I suppose the LLC Brady Wind develops wind. I think maybe I'm misunderstood that NextEra Energy, though the parent company, also develops other sources of generation as well, but maybe I'm misunderstanding that.
I don't believe they have any other forms in North Dakota, but they have, it's a pretty big company. All right, thank you. Appreciate
thank you.
Your Honor, I did have one follow-up I forgot to ask Craig.
Craig,
you were here when I talked with Autumn about micro-siting changes. Is there anything short of not approving the wind farm that you think that should be considered with individual turbines that you think should be moved, could be moved, or is it kind of an all-or-none deal?
Commissioner Culk, I guess I would leave that up to the people that are directly in the footprint of that or in the immediate adjacent landowners to that project.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to ask the question.
Okay, you can step down, Mr. Kubis.
Thank you.
You want to call your next witness, Mr. Collins?
Farron Richard, please.
Yeah, we're starting to kill some batteries. There's one you can fix here.
Yeah, not too much.
I don't know, I can't wait to go home and tell my wife I outlasted an Energizer battery.
Break that from the record.
I'm mostly worried about Stephanie at this point. Mr. Richard, can you spell your first name for me?
F-A-R-R-E-N.
And your address is the same as Autumn's?
Correct. 5125 104th Avenue, Southwest, Leffer.
Okay, you raised right hand. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Collins.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Richard, could you tell the commission your occupation?
I'm a farmer, and I also operate a couple different oil field industry businesses.
How long have you lived in Stark County?
I've lived in Stark County my whole life, other than 2 years.
Okay. And I think your wife described your connection to the proposed Brady Wind Farm.
Yes.
The fact that your home is located close to several turbines. How does the proposed wind farm impact the use of your property?
I'm a farmer, so therefore I take and have some of the same very issues that John Word has with what it does to the humidity and whatnot, and if it helps stop frost, it obviously raises the temperature of the ground. That, or if I choose to have an aerial crop sprayer come in there, as close as they are to my home, they would be, that'd be affected, as well as any additional, as of right now, any additional improvements I want to do on my own home.
And how do you feel that the close proximity of the proposed wind turbines constitutes a easement trespass onto your property?
Well, I didn't get the same option that the people with the wind turbines had, because I just didn't, at that particular, where my home is, I currently only own 120 acres there. I operate on more land than that, but at that particular spot, I only own the 120 acres, and the options I didn't have is every one of them wind towers that are around my house, within a mile of my house, the people that have them wind towers, such as Don Reisenauer, Daryl Kuhn, Clyde Dukart, Iggy Weigel, none of them people live with anywhere near. Clyde Dukart lives down by Highway 22, where he has his 1 mile setback from the highway, and he isn't even in the footprint, as well as Daryl Kuhn lives to the east, southeast of me, and he is also not even in the footprint, as well as Don Reisenauer lives approximately about 10 miles north of that property he owns there. Iggy Weigel has never, he lives in town. He bought that property on the north side of my property line as an investment, which today I wish I had known and bought it instead of letting him get it.
So what changes would you like to see to the Brady Wind Project, if any?
Well, I feel I should have the same rights as all the people that chose to put them up around my house. If they're not going to put them by their house, why do they get to put them by mine? Ruth Steyer, who we have heard from earlier, had also mentioned about she has her property rights, but she is also, their farmstead is also right along Highway 22, and the closest one to them is, the closest wind generator to them is over a mile away, along with Clyde Dukart, along with Daryl Kuhn, and along with Don Reisenauer. And if, and they have property that they could have allowed wind generation on, and I'm just speculating. I'm sure they didn't want them by their home.
Well, let's not speculate.
Okay.
Anything else you would like to share with the commission?
Well, in the contract that NextEra had brought to me, or Brady Wind Farm had brought to me, that if it mentioned the shadow flicker, the red lights, and as well as the effects in the contract that they had brought to me, it lists in there if you choose to sign on with them, you have no rights to talk about or complain about any of them problems, if there is such a problem. Well, if they're going to put them up 2,000 feet from my my foundation. Where's my rights? I mean, I didn't sign that. I didn't sign up for red lights or flicker. So why? I guess if you're gonna talk 2,000 feet from a foundation, where's my rights? I didn't buy that place to take and have to deal with something that stands over 450 feet tall. As well as if you live in town, you can't have a fence higher than 6 feet. It's the ordinances. Just because, okay, when we live in the country, we can have structures as high as 450 feet right in our property, right next to our property. And in town, you're infringing on your neighbor's property if you have a fence over 6 feet, but in the country, you're not. As well as with all them wind turbines, that's spot zoning, industrial property and agriculture based property, that would be industrial, not agriculture. And our county is based on agriculture.
Thank you, Mr. Richard.
Questions for Mr. Richard? Mr. Bell? Mr. Richard, just one question. It's my understanding the closest turbine is about a half mile. Is that be correct?
The closest turbine to my house, and the only thing that buffers it is the fact that my neighbor's is 300 feet closer to it. Would be just over 2,300 feet. A half a mile is 2,640. Let's not get that mistaken.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Powell?
I don't have any questions.
Commissioners? Mr. Powell?
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Farron, for your testimony. You talked about aerial spraying. Have you ever used aerial spraying in your property?
I have not at the moment, but it is something I was going to look into due to for spraying for fungicide.
Okay.
I have not used fungicide in the past, but it was through my research I was going to start to implement it into my farming.
Gotcha. Then the last question. This is dangerous for you to answer here, because I'm going to ask you if you have any changes to what your wife has already told me.
Yeah.
All right.
Any what?
Any changes? When your spouse was up here and talked about several turbines that she might like to be removed, would you have any additions or corrections that you would see? I mean, A, short, no wind farms, but B, if there are a few turbines that you don't like, would you agree with what your wife testified to, or would you like to see more?
I'd like to actually see the map. I didn't exactly see which ones might.
Zach, can you help us out there? Exhibit 7, so basically starting to the north of your place, turbines 85, 84, 83. Well, actually, you know what? Let's have somebody read that back. Julie, will you say that again? Because I can't read my own writing.
I wrote down 81, 82, 83, 78, and 80. And then you mentioned the ones on the other side, which I believe was, which ones were those?
86 and 87.
86 and 87, yeah, because I don't have those on my map here.
Them are as well as
the ones out the front.
Yeah, they're less than a mile away from my property.
So would you have any changes, additions, deletions to that?
I'd like to see 86 and 87 is removed as well.
Okay. I'm done. I'll transfer over to Julie.
So, recognizing that, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tower eliminations is more than we've ever seen happen at a hearing like this. So, is it more important for you to advocate for the 86 and 87, which are visible at the front, where in the back view from your house looks to me like it's sheltered by some trees?
No, that's correct. I'd prefer the ones behind my house rather than the ones
close
in front of
me. 81, 82, 83?
Right.
Those seem closer.
Yep. 84 and 85 as well. I don't know if that's listed or not.
Okay. That's all my questions, Judge.
Okay. Mr. Richard, you can step down. Steph, how are you doing? Need a break? Okay. Let's take about 10 minutes.
This is
12 hours.
Seems like it's double time or something now.
Yes. much do you want? I've got 200 gallons of water.
No water?
I got.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I've washed my hands multiple times today.
Thank you.
Of course, thank you.